Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Skies in New York today, baby. Well, Jay, you were at the Garden last night. You were
live.
In the building. You were courtside. What'd that feel like?
It felt like a souped-up college arena. I mean, from seeing 50 Cent to obviously seeing Spike to seeing all the stars, but it just...
Sting was there.
It was... I have not been in an NBA stadium. And, like, for me, being born and raised in New Jersey, I told you guys, like, I was a New Jersey Nets fan, right? We didn't go to a lot of Knicks games growing up. I would always see a Knicks game on TV. Mm-hmm. Feeling that last night, I was like, oh, I rock with this. I didn't know this was as electric. I didn't know this felt this type of way. Like, it was a stage. It was a scene. Like, you are performing on... I get what everybody's talking about. I just hadn't experienced it. Like, that's Broadway. That's prime time. I understand now. I get what people are saying.
No, it was special.
I get it.
And what Jay is saying, and I'm just going to make you smile here and very happy. Right?
I know, but I know...
Nothing's coming, Shady.
You sure?
I'm positive, 100%. Watching the game at home last night, I was really pulling for the Knicks.
Yeah, man.
Like, I really was like...
When they were making their comeback in the second
half. No, not even the comeback. It was the first half where they cut the lead down to, like, 3. And then if they would have just hit one more big shot, the arena would have erupted. But then he missed it, and you could hear the,
Obi had a...
But I was sitting there where Obi hit the 3 in the corner. I'm like, here we go. I felt like a Knick fan.
Did you see his mom crying?
Well, after the dunk. Right,
I mean, fans were chanting his name in the Garden, and they're a New York family. They're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's extra special.
No, that was cool,
when you're
though.
From Brooklyn. Like, his grandfather has had season tickets for the Knicks for a long time, and his mom was crying while the crowd was chanting her son's name. What a moment!
Well,
that
here's
was.
The crazy part: in the building, that dunk was like
oh,
you just felt your ears just pulse out, right?
TV.
But it's funny, like watching the highlights again this morning on SportsCenter when I woke up. I'm like, it was just normal. It's a normal dunk.
Oop.
It's just a normal oop, right? But still, in that moment, it was so different.
You could tell watching on television, TV screen shaking a little bit.
Man.
You could feel the vibration. And you also could feel the fan base that it was something that has been bottled up
for some
years that all of a sudden they finally get to unleash all of that frustration and anger that they've had for like 7 years, right?
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden, we won a game! Like, you could just see it.
Well, Key, it's a culmination of that. Because, you know, if people aren't from New York, like, look, like, being, like, essentially like ground zero, like, from when the pandemic started. Like, I remember we had family in Indiana, other places. Like, when this stuff was going on, they're like, we feel like you guys are overreacting. And we're like, we're really not. They're like, the streets are empty as hell. Mm-hmm. It's desolate. Mm-hmm. People were washing our groceries, sanitizing stuff. Like, it was scary stuff. So the fact that we're at this place now, it's that culmination as well. That adds to the fuel here.
There's remember a lot. That? Washing.
Washing stuff down. Like, give me that. Give me that lettuce. Got to wash it down with hand sanitizer.
Leave the bag on the steps.
Say, don't touch my food.
God, like, we've come a long way.
It's crazy, man.
Although I still keep a lot of those practices just because of what we know now. But the Knicks win 101-92 in game 2 of their first round series with the Hawks. And it wasn't easy. They looked like they were going to get blown out again in that first half. They gave up 57 points in the first half and then held the Hawks at 35 in the second half. Trae Young went for 20 in the first half, looked unstoppable again. He's shushing the crowd. And we in New York, we don't like to be shushed. But yet he could because he was still knocking down those floaters. He was actually knocking down some of the threes early in
the
that game.
The reverse was ridiculous.
Oh, that was sad.
He was in his bag. They couldn't figure out how to stop him. In the second half, they did. He only had 10 points. Maybe Nate McMillan stopped him.
I was going to say their head coach stopped
him. On the bench
him.
For a while. Thank you, Nate. Danilo Gallinari, who was drafted as a Knick, he's still a Knick because he hasn't made a damn shot for the Hawks in 2 games. So, you know, thank you, Gallo. Once a Knick, always a Knick. No, he was on our team last night.
He was with us.
Some wide open threes last night. But what you're mentioning, what you guys are talking about, beyond the game and the win and evening the series, now they go to Atlanta, all that stuff is nice. And again, if you're not from this area, a lot of people look and they go, so what? They even the series. Big deal. It's a lot more than that, what happened last night. It was a New York moment on many levels. Like we were just talking about, coming out of pandemic, 15,000 people in the arena, just the loudness, the celebrating, all that stuff. But then after it, on 7th Avenue
was stupid.
Now, our studio at MSG Networks is on 7th Avenue, but it's across from the garden, across from the marquee. Like we have a beautiful view of the front of the building. But our studio's there, and we have all the windows. It's like we have here, same thing, and you see the garden. So when the game ends, the fans pour out. Mm-hmm. And normally it's just like, you know, I've been there for 10 years. Come out, everybody just kind of goes. Some people go down to Penn Station, some go to the garages, some go to the bars, but they all just kind of dissipate. This was as if a championship was won. People ran out of the building, jumping up and down, middle of the street. Traffic was stopped for at least a half hour.
I was caught in it.
And it was just a party. People on his shoulders, everybody's holding up cameras, and it was cathartic. It was more than just a playoff win. It was 8 years of waiting for it. It was a celebration of a lot of different things, including this, we feel like we're back. This feels like we can finally get back to being a bit normal and just enjoy sports and not have to worry about things.
I'm stuck in traffic. We can't move around that same area, vicinity. And all I hear is this Brooklyn. I'm like, what? Who's chanting Brooklyn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I put down my window. It's like, we want Brooklyn. And it just let me know. But it let me just start thinking that, oh, damn.
So who
this could actually be a possibility.
Who would they have to go through?
They would have to go through Philly.
Philly.
If they beat the Hawks, they have to go through Philly.
Wizards,
which, I mean, that would be a grinded out series. Who I don't think they're good enough to beat Philly.
First of all, I said New Yorkers don't like to be shushed. I was going, shush.
Yeah. But just the thing that if they were to meet, and it would be the Eastern Conference Finals in New York, Madison Square Garden, the Barclays Center, KD, Julie, it was just like the fact that we can even start thinking that way.
After one playoff win, Jay.
I know, but like,
three,
but it makes you think down the line if you keep building towards this.
And anything could happen, right? I mean, you look up, they take care of business in Atlanta, they come back, take care of business here, then we assume Philly getting ready to run away with it, right? And then Philly, you collide against them, and anything could happen there. You know, could happen.
I'd much rather see Philly, New York.
Than Philly, Atlanta?
Just because it's not to knock Atlanta. It's not to knock Trae Young because I think he's a very special player.
Yeah, I'd rather see New York.
But it's because of the grittiness and how both fan bases are.
It's the intensity.
You might see fights outside. You might see fights outside these arenas.
That's what I want to see. I want to see
Philly, New York. That's different.
Now, I don't want to see Atlanta.
Now, let me just put this part of it, and we're going to get to calls. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. They're not going anywhere if Julius Randle continues to have only 15 points. Now, he got it going in the third quarter. That helped, but he has not been the player he's been all year.
Man, that first half.
And that's going to be a problem. But, Jay, another part of a good feel of the story
D-Rose.
Is Derrick Rose.
Yes.
And what he's been for two games and what he's been in big moments and seeing him thrive the way he's thriving again all these years later, all the injuries, everything else, that also really, you know, was a big part of this story. So the series shifts Friday night in Atlanta. And certainly the crowd there will be big, and it'll be interesting to see how many Knicks fans, because they do represent well in Atlanta.
Just saying, D. Rose had 26 points, huge game, right?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Down the stretch. But his IG post a couple of days ago, did you see that? Where he talked about a lot of people always compare me to who I was, and that guy that had a 40-inch vertical coming out of the lane. My game is so different now, and I am so secure with who I am at this version of me. I mean, just love that for him. Mm-hmm. This is once a guy that we couldn't find him in New York. Do you remember that?
Well, he left.
He disappeared.
That's why you never see this. You never see the second chance in a market like this. Normally, if you fail, you never want to come back. He wanted to come back, and now he's the player that everybody really hoped he would be a couple of years ago. So it's been fantastic. Again, very early in the series. But a great story. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we're playing this game throughout the show. We want the callers to be involved in it. And it's sort of a, you know, take your pick kind of thing. And Evan's been great with it. So, Evan, I'm going to let you lead the way as we'll go through some callers here.
Yeah, all right. First caller, let's start with the Knicks. We got Jeff in Brooklyn here.
Oh, Jeff in Brooklyn.
Yeah, guys. My question is this. The Knicks go to the Eastern Conference, they win the Eastern Conference Finals, or they get the number one pick this year.
Ooh,
go to the Eastern Conference Finals,
or get the number one pick in the NBA draft this year.
Who's coming out?
I mean, they won't be able to get the number one pick in
the
NBA draft.
Pick.
But I guess he's saying hypothetically, like, which one would you rather have?
Who's in college?
Well, you got Jalen Suggs.
I mean, all
players that you could definitely use, especially Jalen Suggs. Or just get to the conference final. No, I would take the pick.
I would take the conference finals.
Hell no. I'm taking the pick. I need more people.
Alan, what if you're losing to the Nets?
Losing to the Nets in the conference finals?
Yeah.
I want the pick.
Okay.
Why would I want to go through that?
All right. Let's do another one. Here's Cap in Indy. And Cap says he's a Colts and a Pacers fan. So here's the scenario.
All right, Cap.
My wife.
Brad Stevens coaches the Pacers next season, or the Colts make the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz. Take your pick.
Cap, which one are you taking?
Man, I got to go with the Colts.
Yeah. My wife is from Indy.
We're a sports town here. Yeah. We love all our teams. But right now, we got to focus on the Colts.
Look, my wife's from Indy. My brother-in-law's from Indy. My father-in-law. I mean, they love Reggie Miller. They love those moments, but they love their football way
more.
And getting
a coach that basically is going to do what in the East for you?
Yeah, it's just – well, no, he's a great coach, but –
yeah, but what is he going to do? But what is he going
to
do for
you? Getting to the Super Bowl would mean a ton for that franchise, especially for Carson Wentz. So that's a good one. But Nikki is also – Nikki's from Indiana. Nikki, we're going to ask you the same –
Is that my wife?
Nikki?
No, not Jay's wife.
But we're asking you the same question, Nikki. So your choice would be, since you're a Colts and Pacers fan, you tell us, so you could have Brad Stevens as the Pacers coach or Carson Wentz lead you to the – not win it, lead you to the Super Bowl this season. Which would you take?
Oh, Super Bowl every time. I love Brad Stevens. Wanted him at Indiana University, but – glad with Mike Woodson on staff. I love it, but definitely Super Bowl every time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, I mean, told you having him as a coach, though, I'd rather go to the Super Bowl because having him as a coach, what are you really going to accomplish?
Well, it doesn't mean I'm getting great players just because I have Brad Stevens as a coach.
I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, they had a great coach in Nate McMillan.
Let him go. People are complaining about the job that he's doing in Boston. Mm. Like, you're not, like, getting –
okay.
Malcolm Brogdon, Domantas Sabonis, I mean, they're okay.
Evan, let's move to Cleveland on this one. So Will is in Cleveland. Ooh, Evan, good. Set him up with the take your pick. Will?
Yeah, here we go. Ready? Browns win the Super Bowl. Or LeBron finishes his career in Cleveland with another title for the Cavs.
Will.
I'm going to go to my Browns in the Super Bowl, baby.
You got to do that.
Check it.
Yeah. And that makes sense because you've already seen the LeBron champion. Yeah.
Well, LeBron finishes – that's tough, though.
No.
But I'm with the Browns.
Cleveland Browns hadn't won the Super Bowl ever.
NFL championship is what they've won, not Super Bowl.
What if LeBron came back and played tight end for the Browns and
LeBron,
they won the Super Bowl?
Tight end catches
LeBron,
the game winning.
Two championships, two franchises.
And then plays for Cleveland Indians and hits the
just why not?
Charles in Ohio, also on Cleveland Sports. Evan, we're asking Charles the same question, right? Same question, Charles. Which is your pick?
Same question. I'm going with the Browns winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
LeBron already's done his thing. If he retires a Cav, that's great. But I'm going with the Browns winning the Super Bowl all day long.
Yeah. Thank you, Charles.
Easy.
Like, I kind of feel like if LeBron wasn't able to win that one title with the Cavs.
Even so, though.
You think it's still?
I still think, and I'm not from Cleveland or anything like that, but I still just. It's football.
I know. It's Super Bowl.
It's football. So much bigger. It's football.
It's not belittle basketball.
Well, I didn't say. Jason Williams.
Uh-oh. Full
I did not say
little
that
Jason
basketball
Williams.
Didn't matter and the ratings are down. I never said that.
Ratings are down.
Ratings are down.
No one's watching.
I never said that. You love that. You love the
narrative. Nobody's like, golf ratings are down. Baseball ratings are down.
Movies are not selling. People are not streaming and watching.
All right, ratings are not down, that's for sure. And the Garden last night, as Jay can attest to, was excitable and as loud as it's been in a very long time. And somebody that certainly knows the noise in the building is Spike Lee. And he joins us right now in the Goodyear
Spike!
Hotline. Spike calling in. Spike, was the building, Spike, as loud as you've heard it since the 90s?
It was. I want to say good morning to all you guys. You do a great job. And it was a magical night last night in the world's most famous arena, the Garden. And the faithful the Orange Blue faithful, we were down in the halftime, but I don't think nobody in the Garden was giving up. And you saw the exuberation on 7th Avenue after the game. I ran the other way when I saw that crowd jumping around. But it was a great night in the Garden. And as you guys, as Alan, you said before, a lot of New Yorkers live in New York, so they're not going to have a home court advantage in the State Farm Arena. New York is going to show up in Atlanta this Friday night, this Sunday afternoon. New York will be in the house. Mm. And I will be in the house, too.
Spike, you know I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, but I got to tell you, last night, I understand now. I get it.
Why did it take you so long to get religion, my brother?
Because, Spike, I didn't get a chance. I haven't got a chance
to get the orange blue religion.
I didn't get a chance to feel that, Spike. I haven't felt that, man. That was different.
Well, you never went to a Knicks game at the Garden before?
I did, but not. Really? It hasn't felt like that.
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying. We haven't been to the playoffs the last 8 years.
That was different last night. Like, I was like, you and Al and everybody core. I'm like, I would want to do this if I were a player. I want to come to this. I want to be a part of this. I get it now.
Now, it's very special, and also times it works to a disadvantage to New York because the players come in knowing, you know, you go to other places, you're going to hang out the night before. You come to New York, you're going to bed. Because you gotta show up. The way the court is lit, everything is dark except the court. And yeah. Jake, well, you said yourself, you talked about it being Broadway. Wow. You know, it's a very special place. And when the Knicks are good, and we got the guys, it's an experience. It's an experience. And I grew up a Knicks fan, so I like to say, 13 years old, I was at the Garden for the Willis Reed game, May 8th, 1970. I was there. So I go, you know, that's my team of 13 years old. So the Nets come to Brooklyn. The Barclays Center is 4 blocks from my office. I'm not going to jump ship. Ride or die. Orange and blue skies.
So Spike Lee, Academy Award winning New York Knicks faithful super fan, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It's been 8 years since a victory at the Garden in the playoffs. What did, I guess.
You got to get to the. Make the playoffs to get a victory.
Well, yeah, playoffs better yet. Okay, but
make the playoffs first.
The fan, Spike, the fan of all fans. How did it feel? You know, sitting there and knowing the emotions going roller coaster from the first half to the second half to finally getting the lead and saying, "Oh, we're getting ready to finally get this W."
Well, it's really strange. You would think that home court advantage works for you. But that first game, I think the Knicks were shook. I think the Knicks, and you know, they were just like, they were on the play like they were on the road. And we know that, you know, there's been a pandemic and not playing before fans. So, but they get that. Mm-hmm. They've made the adjustment now. They've made the adjustment. And I look, Atlanta's not, they're a great team. Trey is killing us. He's just murder, and it's going to be a long series. I think so. I think the team's an evenly matched.
And we're talking with Spike Lee. And Spike, I agree with you about Atlanta. You know it well. I know it well. I've been there many times for Knick games. That building, and they'll have big crowd there too. You might get 70-30, and it might be Knick fans down there. A lot of Knick fans down in that area, so it's going
to
make it
interesting. And also, I like to say, I can't hate on the Hawks. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, Grady Hospital. I went to Morehouse in Atlanta. So I got people I love there, but looking all the way, orange and blue sky.
It is what it is, right? Can I ask you what, like, the Trae Young thing with the crowd in the first two games here, and people were equating it to Reggie Miller. And you obviously were at the epicenter of all the Reggie Miller
stuff. Why are you bringing that up?
Well, no. because that's what a lot of people were saying.
Can I just
like
say
that.
Real quick? Because Reggie and I spoke on the phone the other day. And we both told each other, people come up to us and people say, Reggie, how are you and Spike doing? People say the same thing about me and Reggie. Me and Reggie are mad cool. It's nothing but love. That's 20 years ago. That's done and buried. So I don't know if you can't compare that with what happened with Trey. And I told Trey yesterday in the warm-up line, I said, yo, my brother, that ain't me. All that other stuff, that ain't me. I got never love for you.
Spike, when are we going to turn D. Rose's story into a film? I mean, the fact that, like, it was only a couple years ago that this guy had kind of disappeared away. People in the Knicks organization could not find him. Now to return and have the year that he's having, what does that say about him as a person and as a player?
Well, I just got mad love for him. And also, you know, I think Coach Tibbs had a lot to do with it. You know, the Knicks organization, not trying to slam him, but it was in disarray then. And Coach Tibbs is a very, very special player. You know, he believes in D. Rose. He believes in my poor green brother, Taj Gibson. And this is what's happening now is not done. This is this story is just evolving. You know, this stuff evolved. We have a big cap space. I think we got, 19 and 21 in the first round draft picks. We just need, you know, it's in process. This is not the final team that's going to go to the NBA Finals. And with Leon Rose and World Wide West, Scott Perry, I have great faith that they're going to – I'm going to plug myself. They're going to do the right thing. And, you know, in front of my building, I have two banners. Replicas of the World Championship banners hanging from the roof of the Garden. 69-70. 72-73. That's a long, long, long ass time.
Yeah, that is a long time. I mean, when you think about it. Do you think, though, now, based on where the franchise is headed, that people will run to the Garden as players? Or will you still have this?
Look, with KD, I know the infamous statement about KD, about the Knicks not being cool. That was history. This is a whole different scenario, and I do believe that players that want to win, that want to be in New York, that want to be on the spotlight and have a great coach, and I think a lot of these guys, they watch the games, and when they saw the Garden jumping the way it is, these past two games, they're like calling the agents, like, what can we do?
It is true.
I want to be part of that.
Hey, it's Spike. LeBron during the game tweeted, man, it's loud as hell at MSG. That joint rocking.
Yeah.
He noticing it for
I
sure.
I never heard a player do that before. Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
And if LeBron says it's rocking, he's just watching on his TV is probably big AF, but still, that is coming through on television, what is happening in the Garden. So it's loud on TV in your house. You can imagine what it is being in the Garden. It was bananas last night. Bananas.
Outside the building too, Spike. 7th Avenue flooded with fans. They were stopping traffic, celebrating like they won a championship, and it's only one game in the playoffs. So can you imagine if this thing does go a little bit deeper?
But Alan, if you've been on a desert, if you've been in the Sahara Desert.
I am well aware, yes.
If you've been to the Sahara Desert and you get that first sip in the Oasis, how are you going to act?
I'm pouring the whole bottle. Yeah, no, it's the whole bottle. Like, I'm not even going to take a breath. The whole bottle. You know how we are, what we've gone through.
I think that's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know, we've been in the desert for eight years.
I got. I'll give you some water, Spike. I got 18 of them out in L.A., so I can give you a little of that water.
Spike, you always talk so much.
It's always something, you know.
He's always I know you guys got to go, but I was watching you guys on televisions, and I just wanted to call in. So thank you.
Glad you did.
And orange blue skies in Atlanta, Georgia, Friday and Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. Let's get it, Spike. Thanks so much.
Good
great
luck,
to talk to you.
All right, man. Later.
All right, Spike Lee on the Goodyear Hotline calling in to discuss the Knicks. Is that all right now? Is that too much Knicks?
No.
Is that too much?
I'm telling him and Al Palagonia, Al Palagonia has a jet company, watching them courtside. It's like you're watching them like as 13, 14-year-olds. Like, that's how – like Spike talks about being a fan. 13, like, that's who Spike is on the floor. Like, that's how they watch the game. I love that, man.
Yeah, that's what – that's also a cool thing about sports is that you can kind of feel like you go back in time. Yes. You can be ageless as a fan.
I'm happy for you, though, Al.
It's fun. Well, I appreciate you being happy for me, Keith. Thank you. So how do the Knicks get Julius Randle going in Game 3? Because if they don't, this series isn't anywhere in the favor of the Knicks. We'll get to that after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
Murray AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, that's a problem, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month and get up to $100 gift card after a mail-in rebate when you purchase a Murray AC compressor, accumulator, or dryer, expansion device, and condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and talk to our professional parts people or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Thursday, the Knicks have evened up their series with the Atlanta Hawks. Are they now in control as they head down to play in Atlanta for Games 3 and 4? We'll talk to Knicks legend Bernard King and much more with me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsCenter right now. The Knicks, they win 101-92 against the Hawks.
Oh.
Game 2 of their first round series. So the series now tied at 1, the first playoff win since Game 5 of the 2013 conference semifinals against the Pacers. Julius Randle held the Hawks 0-15 shooting as the primary defender. That's a great stat. Kluber for the Yankees is going to miss at least 2 months. That's not good. Corey Kluber suffering from a right shoulder injury. He was pulled after 3 innings Tuesday against Toronto. It was his first outing following a no-hitter last week. MRI on the shoulder revealed a subscapularis strain. Brady, Mickelson, they will take on DeChambeau and Rogers in the match. The event will take place July 6th. It will be an off-field rematch of the NFC Championship game. Mickelson coming off his recent PGA Championship win. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit.
It got real quiet in there.
You want to talk? Next game, it's going to be tougher. Stay down till I came up. I did it.
I really encourage my haters to talk. Throwing that shade only keeping me lit. Huh.
What a flurry by the Knicks.
Crowd loving every bit of this.
And the Knicks have the lead.
I did it. Got my hands in the air right now because I saw.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's go to P.J. Carlissimo on the Goodyear Hotline right now. Coach, I got to ask you, as a coach, as you're watching the Hawks-Knicks series and you're seeing that it is split, but Julius Randle has not played well in either of the games. He has struggled. If you're Tom Thibodeau, what are you doing with him to get him going in Game 3?
Well, I think, surprisingly, he might be a little bit better off in Atlanta. I hear my guy from Jersey, I can't believe the way Jay Will's talking about New York now. He sounds like he's crossed the bridge and gone to the other side. But I think he's played so well all year, Alan, that I think, first of all, Tibbs got confidence that he's going to bounce back. Nate McMillan's scheme has been great. I think nothing will help him more than other players stepping up. I mean, the best player in the building is Derrick Rose. I can't believe we're talking about anybody but him. I mean, what he's doing at 32, looking at 33, is remarkable. And I think not by accident. You got a veteran guy, a guy who has been there before, has been in big situations. And there was so much emotion the first night, and it was difficult. It's been difficult for some of the Knicks players. I think none more so than Julius. So it's easy for me to sit here and be confident. I know Tibbs is going to look at different schemes and doing different things. But I really think that Julius, away from the Garden for two games, and the familiarity with the things that Nate McMillan has thrown at them, is going to help him going forward.
PJ, I don't want to be too inside basketball here, but can you tell me how D. Rose's game has evolved? Because this is not the same D. Rose that we saw that was the MVP D. Rose when he was with the Bulls.
Jay, he's just, I mean, he's still athletic. I mean, he was spectacular athletic when he was the MVP. I mean, you just could not deal with the quickness, the explosiveness. He'd get point to point just better. He got wherever he wanted to get better than anybody. But he's so smart. That little jump hook that he takes now, he's more calculated. He's under control. He knows what he wants to do. He knows what's the best way to get players involved. I just think he's evolved so much as a player, and he's so comfortable. I heard Taj Gibson in a post-game interview, and it was really interesting because, you know, they've spent so much time together, and Taj says, when D. Rose is comfortable with his setting, with his coach, with the team, with where he is, with the franchise, he just plays at a whole nother level. And that just seems to be coming across. It's a beautiful thing to watch, a veteran player, and he's truly that. And he features other aspects of his game now. He doesn't just do it with the spectacular athleticism. He's still got some gas in the tank. There's no question about that, Jay. But he's just so much more a cerebral player, I think.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. P.J. Carlissimo joining us here on the Goodyear Hotline. P.J., when you watch Luka play, Luka Doncic, I've said it before, I think he's going to be the face of the league. His game is so special. What he's doing against the Clippers, what are you seeing in that matchup that potentially we're not seeing?
Jay, let me go back first. I was so sick about hearing about this guy a couple years back. I've lost track of time. 3 years ago, and I'm over in China watching him for the first time, and everybody's saying this guy is going to take over the league. He's unbelievable. It took about, even for me, as dumb as I am, it took about 30 seconds of watching him to say, wow. His combination of size and strength right there is a perfect example because he puts a player on his hip. When he gets somebody on the hip, he's so strong. He can get point to point where he wants. Is he quick? No, he's not especially quick, but he can shoot that shot. He just leans back. A big man's on him. He leans back further. And the problem that he's presenting the Clippers right now, I mean, I would think when you get ready to defend him, you try and take one thing or the other away. You're not going to stop him from doing one or the other. And by that, I mean the scoring and the passing. And the Clippers' biggest problem in this series right now is Luka's doing both. He's scoring points at his usual alarming level, and he's also getting the assist. And in the first game was Dorian Finney-Smith and Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway Jr. has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. But this team is making threes. They almost shot 60% in the second game. Their offense is operating so well. And again, Luka plays like an older guy. I mean, forget how young he is. His mind, his basketball mind, is way older than that. He sees the floor so well. Yeah, he's got a tendency at time to, you know, throw some crazy passes, or, you know, he complains too much to the officials. But when he has the ball, getting to where he wants to get, getting his teammates involved, knowing who's hot on a particular night, and when it's a big shot, he wants the big shot. You know, Jay, so many guys say they want the big shot, but a lot of guys in our league will not take it, or they'll make that extra pass, and, you know, all of a sudden, he wants the ball in those situations. He's fearless. He knows, you know, you're going to miss some, you're going to make some. He's amazing, but he's a transcendent talent, and he's only going to get better, because I just think he'll, you know, he's going to narrow down a little bit more, a few less turnovers. And the one big flaw, he shoots in the low 70s from the free throw line. For a guy that shoots as many free throws as he does and is such a good, has such a good stroke, he's got to get his free throw percentage up higher going forward. But I'm really splitting hairs.
Coach, let's stay out west and go to Lakerland. Anthony Davis had a poor game one. What was the big difference between game one and two for AD?
Key, he went to the free throw line. You look at the free throws shot in the second game. He got his foot into the paint. And he's such a good passer, too. So, I mean, it wasn't just the points that he got himself. But, you know, when you're trying to defend Anthony Davis, and he's such a good shooter, I understand. When they have nights where everything is going and he's knocking down jump shots, you kind of shake your head. But the truth is, if you're sitting on another bench and he's taking three-pointers or deep shots, you're happy. When he starts getting into the paint and open floor right now, I mean, there's no big guy in the league that's open floor the way he is. I just think he made a concerted effort to get into the paint, to get shorter shots, and to get to the free throw line. And I mean, what do you take, 21 shots, something like that? If you just look at the two box scores, you see the difference that in one game to the other. As long as he stays aggressive, as long as he keeps attacking the paint, I don't mean don't shoot jump shots. He can shoot jump shots when it's appropriate. But when they're struggling, it's like a team that for whatever reason the passing game isn't going, and they have a good running game. Well, guess what? Let's go to the running game a little bit and, you know, tighten things up, and then we'll go back to the other. And it wasn't going for AD. I actually thought, I was worried that he wasn't, you know, I know he's not 100% yet, but I was concerned. But second game, I'm not concerned at all. But believe me, if I'm sitting at that other bench, I'm saying, please, AD, go back and shoot some more jump shots.
Stay to the outside. PJ, we'll leave it right there. Thanks so much. Well, we got you on the call. I know you got a couple of pretty big games coming up these next two nights. Thanks again for the time.
Let's go, PJ. Look forward to it. Great being with you guys. Thank you.
I didn't cross over all the way yet, PJ. I'm just acknowledging the greatness of it.
You only pay the toll one way, Jay.
PJ's on the call for Nets Celtics tomorrow night. Also on the call tonight, NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio. Tune in. The Heat host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. You got PJ and you got Mark Kestecher on the call. Outstanding as well. So coming up, is Baker good enough to bring a title to Cleveland? That we'll discuss next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN News.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
You guys are great. It's the greatest morning show. I got a ton of options in the tri-state area.
Say it again!
You guys are intelligent, intuitive, and just plain fun.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
So Market Madness moves on, the Orange Crush region. Speaking of Crush,
Baker,
how about
Crush.
Jacob deGrom in the 1-4 in this? He was up against Carlos Correa of the Astros, and he just absolutely obliterated him. I mean, 90% of those votes.
It was 90% of the votes?
Just, I mean, it was like a landslide.
That's
so
impressive.
Jacob deGrom moves on, Chris Canty feeling vindicated, and now in the 2-3, and this will be important now, it's Baker Mayfield and Von Miller. Again, you can vote at KeyJNZ on Twitter to see who moves on.
Baker.
Baker Mayfield, Von Miller. With Baker in Cleveland, and we learned this, right, that Baker Mayfield is like the now the new, he's like what LeBron used to be. He is the favorite son of the Cleveland market.
Well, they don't have anything else, though, either, right?
Well, they love him.
They have Kevin Love.
What else do they have?
Kevin Love.
I mean, like, you put me in a Kevin Love jersey, so come on.
I mean, you deserve to wear it.
I think they don't have, right? So he would be the favorite son right now.
He's their guy.
He's their guy.
He's got to be.
And he's earned the right to be their guy based on the way he played last year. He was almost pushed out of town a year ago.
It really does feel like that. He was last year in that place that, dare I say, Daniel Jones is in
make
as a Giants quarterback, would
make
you
a,
say?
Make a break. Make yeah. a break year, Daniel Jones with the Giants. If they go on and he shows major progress from a year ago, then now you pick up his fifth-year option and you start to have that conversation about, is he our guy? But anything short of showing that or playoff appearance, a serious play, not this,
no, you gotta contend,
not this
man.
6-10, we yeah. can get in with one game left type play, none of that. I'm talking really.
Right. Not because the division's bad,
exactly.
We had a shot. You're not counting that.
No.
But also honest, a little bit of Baker Mayfield and the personality traits, right? Like, and what Cleveland is. Cleveland, like, my mom is from Elyria, Ohio. Like, my uncle lives in Cleveland. Like, you go there, blue collar, like, work really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, walk on. The story about how he came up successful, like, the stories and the narratives fit together.
Yeah, small, like they call it, is he too small of a quarterback? He always had to prove himself.
Overcome.
Yeah, a lot of things like that. So I guess they embrace that. But, of course, they only embrace performance. That's the most important part of it. As Key is pointing out,
We're doing this.
On one of the monitors here, Tim Tebow.
He's walking
up
into
at OTAs. Did we spot shadow him?
No, it's a camera just focusing him walking from the car to the front.
I love that. It was
I can't.
Voluntary. OTAs.
I can't. Tim Tebow chewing gum.
Spot shadow. We don't know which guy he is. We have to spot shadow Tim Tebow.
How's the relationship between Trevor Lawrence and Tim Tebow? They're standing next to each other, but nobody's talking.
That is just amazing.
Is it fractured?
But again, Baker Mayfield, Von Miller, you can vote at KeyJNZ on Market Madness, brought to you by Indeed. Resumes are
new
good.
Advance.
Resumes with an Indeed skills test, better. Visit Indeed.com/credit. You know, speaking of NFL topics, we were talking about this earlier on in the show, and it's regarding Julio Jones and, you know, the video that A.J. Brown put on TikTok that, you know, was basically recruiting Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans, which was something that Jay brought up and Key shot down. But A.J. Brown makes the case, as he does, as he did on TikTok, for Julio Jones to come to Nashville.
I haven't even been released yet. Okay, I'm going to sell you on some things right here. Listen to me closely. You have 10 of you. Mr. Finger Roll himself, every time, Eric Hill. Listen, he does what he needs to be done. Like, he's a leader. He's a great passer. He's it. Anyway, next. Him, behind me, superhuman. We don't even have to discuss him. He speaks for himself. Look how mean he look in the picture. Like, okay. Then me, I'm up and coming. Pro Bowl, year two, not a big deal, kind of a big deal, but not really. Okay, scratch that. Anyway, whatever. The GOAT of our era, of our receivers, help me help you. Come home, Julio. Come home.
He said, help me help you. And Jerry Maguire on him. Now, again, for those on radio, in the video, he's wearing a Falcons Julio Jones jersey, but the number 11, which is AJ's number in Nashville, Tennessee, he's got, using tape, a number 8 over it, which
his college number, right?
So you see all the weapons that he had there. He's talking about all the different players that they've got there in that offense, and you still say, if you were him, you wouldn't want to go there.
No, I'm trying to head to New England if I'm him. I'm trying to get to if New England is
Alabama
a spot,
connection with the quarterback, well, Mac Jones, I mean, right? Jones to Jones.
Yeah, but that won't happen for another 10 years. But anyway,
I'm sorry.
It won't happen this year. He won't see
stirring
the field.
The pot, Alan.
I think when you look at it, though, yeah, can Tennessee use him? Diane Rossini was on with us earlier, and she also said that that's probably not going to happen. Even though it's out there, it's probably not to Tennessee. I think when you look at Julio Jones wants to win. Win, not win and get to the playoffs. Win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's gotten to a Super Bowl and had a chance to win, and then obviously
really
slipped through their fingers. Yes.
Yeah, and so I think with Julio Jones type player landing in a New England uniform would create major problems for the AFC East as well as the AFC as a whole. And I look at it from what they've been able to do in free agency, through the draft, bringing guys back from opting out, and the fact that the coaching staff is still there. You know, Cam Newton's going to be a better quarterback for them this year. There's no question about it in my mind.
Can we do a take your pick right here?
All right.
Just on this.
Take your pick, Key. Mac Jones leads the Patriots to a Super Bowl championship, or Cam Newton goes 6-10.
What?
If you're a Patriots fan, would you?
If I was a Patriots fan?
No, if you're Keyshawn as a Patriots fan, would you rather Mac Jones?
I'd rather go 6-10.
Jeez.
Or whatever, 7-7. What
you said 6-10.
Yeah, 6-10.
No, 6-11. 6-11.
6-11. I'd rather go 6-11. I can't do it, man. I'm not gonna play that game because I know he's not getting on the field.
It's a game.
No, I don't like it.
You play the game.
You're not playing the game right, though.
No, my game, I play.
It's not your game.
The game is you have to pick one. And that's how it's supposed to, you're not playing the game right. This is an abomination.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.